Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. You know, Sam, I was talking with a gentleman the other day. I've had COVID. So, you know, he had COVID for the fourth time. And he's been completely vaccinated, and yet he's had COVID for the fourth time. And it really did a psychological thing to me, because, again, I've had COVID once, and I was under the false impression that I'm kind of safe now, because the antibodies from me having COVID should have been, you know. Now I'm not. Let me not even begin to act as if I somehow understand the science of this, because I don't. But I was just feeling indestructible after I had COVID. And I know I've been vaccinated. I mean, I felt like I can walk into hell with a gasoline jacket on and not have to worry about anything, because I'm safe. And when he told me this is his fourth time with COVID, I got to tell you, I've been walking around without a mask. Because we see that things are trending down, and then he told me this on Sunday. Our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. Are you breathing a sigh of relief, Sam? Are you breathing a sigh of relief? Do you believe they're telling us where, you know, this is certainly, some people are bold enough to say, hey, COVID is over. You know, we're at the end of this. What are your thoughts? Sam, what are your thoughts?
I was right there with you, Earl. I have been a little looser with my mask as well lately, and it's kind of hard to know what the right move is. I had a family friend pass away from COVID recently, and it was just so heartbreaking. And I had COVID as well already, and it was nothing for me. So it's just, at this point, I'm just down for the greater good of the community. You know, I know mask mandates are going away left and right, and school boards are fighting for it, and, you know, universities are fighting for it, all of these things, but it's year two, and I feel like we should just know by now that we should just be working as a team, right?
Yeah, you know, I'm leery, to say the least. You know, like everybody, I'm a little tired of the mask, but I'm not going to fight World War III if they say you got to keep the mask on right now. I know that behind it, behind those mandates with the mask were what's in the best interest of the majority of the people.
Exactly.
And I've never been one who was willing to fight that and say, well, the kids are tired of it. Well, you had to understand the reason and the rationale behind why that was even the case. So, you know, as you see people celebrating, excuse me, especially people on the right, that they want to force these masks off and do away with them, you know, even on airplanes, we shouldn't have masks. That, to me, is the craziest of all of the mask mandates. I couldn't see today yet, I wouldn't feel comfortable enough to get on an airplane with a bunch of people without masks, close proximity, and somehow, you know, that's okay. Why? Because, you know, people say we wanted it to end. Well, you know, that's not an acceptable enough reason based on, as you stated, you had a loved one die from COVID. So have I and many others. That's not an acceptable enough reason. I would say that you should say, okay, do away with the mask. But I am. I'm perplexed from the standpoint that I, just like everybody else, want to see it in, because COVID is not the number one conversation on the evening news or the morning news. Right now, and the cases continue to drop. We remember the cases dropping last year.
You know.
Around summertime.
Excuse me. Yeah, the cases were dropping, and everybody's good times were here. Let's let the good times roll. And so we, you know, the masks were lifted. I remember going to a Brewer game late in the summer, and, you know, 40,000 Milwaukee Brewer baseball team, and about 45,000 people were at the game. And myself and the guy I was with were the only two with masks. And people looked at us like we came from a different planet. But I also knew that when you're at sporting events like that and people drinking, especially beer, it creates a lot of spittle in your mouth. And, you know, the more you drink, you know, the more, you know, the spittle is going to be loose and flying everywhere. Just a fact. And so wore the mask. And people are looking at me like I was crazy. So, but, you know, we're at this point where, you know, we may be, and I'm not saying we're out of the woods. I'm not saying COVID has been conquered or that this is the end of it. But yeah, people are becoming more and more emboldened. And I remember how I contracted COVID. I took the young man I'm raising with me. He wanted to go to a trampoline park. And he's disabled. And one of the things where he gets sure excitement out of in his life is jumping up and down on the trampoline. And I knew, I mean, we had both been vaccinated, and I knew the inherent dangers, but I went into hell with a gasoline jacket on, a trampoline park, with over 300 people with no mask. And so it was no surprise when I came down with COVID. Whenever we get to a point where we are so comfortable that we think that this is in our rearview mirror, it's when we let down our guards and we wind up in, you know, dangerous situations. We've got to be alert. We've got to be err on the side of precaution until we're absolutely through this. So that's, you know, what I say. You know, I just am not comfortable. And like I said, I was getting more comfortable until a friend of mine told me he's had COVID for the fourth time. Now, I know, you know, it happens and it's different people, different reactions. Mine was mild, and I didn't even know I had it. I had a runny nose. But that was the extent of my symptoms from COVID. Got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. We'll be right back. A million miles from reality.